This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Jeremy Hobson. I'm guessing Santa is going to be giving a lot of Americans Apple products this year. iPhones, iPads, iPad minis, or maybe I should say huge iPhones. But the numbers tell us he probably won't be stuffing stockings with as many devices that run on Windows 8. As Marketplace's Dan Bobkoff reports, Microsoft's new operating system hasn't exactly lit the computer market on fire.
In the past, when Microsoft launched a new version of Windows, people would flock to upgrade, maybe replacing Windows XP with the snazzier Windows 7. And Microsoft might see a Windows sales bump of up to 30%. But alert, that's not the case with Windows 8.
The consensus is that it's doing what everyone expected it to do, which was not a lot.
Stephen Baker is a vice president at NPD Group. He says Windows computer sales are down about 10 to 12% this year compared with last year.
You know, while Windows 8 hasn't necessarily changed that direction, it hasn't made it worse either.
How's that for low expectations? Carolina Milanese is a vice president of research at Gartner. She says Windows 8 is a big departure from Microsoft because it's designed to work best with touchscreen computers and tablets. That's why sales of new computers are so important to the success of Windows 8.
If you get Windows 8, but you're running on an old desktop, you don't actually get that much benefit.
Milanese says we'll get a better sense of Windows 8 sales once more PC makers release new touchscreen computers next year. But with the rise of smartphones and tablets, it's no longer a given that a new device will even have Windows.
And it could be Microsoft, it could be iOS, it could be Android, it could be even Mac.
And with tablets from Apple and others still hot this holiday season, Microsoft has to convince consumers that it can do touch, too. I'm Dan Bobkoff from Marketplace.